Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yep. But right now we bring in the mayor of Bristol, kind of an hour early for Mayor Monday, but we move things around a little bit. Ellen Zappo Sasso. Madam Mayor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Morning, Mayor.
Thanks for joining us. Happy Monday. Happy long weekend for some people. One of the reasons we wanted to get you on was about this a couple of weeks ago zoning board meeting dealing with a new apartment complex and how it seems like there are a lot of people against it. Can you fill in the details for us?
Sure. There's currently a zone change application that is before the zoning commission. A developer has purchased parcels on Redstone Hill Road, which is a neighborhood in our southeast quadrant, almost directly behind ESPN and Route 229.
Okay.
And he is proposing to change that zone to apartment zone. There is a contiguous apartment zone next to where he has purchased, and he's looking to continue that zone east in order to incorporate those parcels. He says that his proposed plan is to do luxury apartments in a gated community. And we think that that is probably in due part to the proximity to our industry cluster, ESPN, proximity to the highway,
right.
that would be something that would interest him.
Right.
So the neighbors are obviously concerned about density and traffic because as neighborhoods do change, this one has changed with it being juxtapositioned between Route 229 and Route 10 in Plainville, Southington. It has become a cut through. There are concerns about enrollment data. There's concerns about all of those types of quality of life issues that neighbors will bring up when something like this is proposed. So that public hearing has actually been continued. It is, I think, January 27th.
Right. Well, and you know, apparently the crowd was so large, you had to reschedule it and find a different venue, I believe, because it wouldn't have been safe to have that many people showed up. You couldn't even hold your meeting because there were too many people.
There was definitely the problem of disenfranchisement because even if we had a police officer in the room for fire safety issues, but we can't have people standing in the hall yelling, "We can't hear." You can't run the risk of someone not hearing what they're there to hear. And, you know, a lot of people, this is their first foray into government civic engagement. And there's a lot of finer points, including the fact that when you post in our community, they happen to be yellow, large yellow signs at the site that's the subject of a public hearing.
Okay.
That is actually part of the legal notice. And those signs were posted with a date and a time announcing those locations. You just can't wake up Monday morning and say, geez, I think we might have too many people tonight. Let's change. We couldn't do that. So there's some consternation on the part of neighbors who really just want to have their say. There's consternation on the part of the Zoning Commission who wants to run an orderly meeting. And so we're working toward that for January 27th.
So the meeting has been rescheduled for next Monday night. Right. Have you changed the venue?
Yes, it is going to be at Bristol Central High School in the auditorium.
Okay. All right, so that shouldn't be any issue. For the people who are for the project, the developers who want to do this, Mayor, what is their selling point as to why this would be good and how do they go against the arguments from the people who don't like the idea?
You know, honestly, there's just been a lot of hearsay at this point because right now the application is simply a zone change. So the meat and bones of that proposal would come next if the zone change were to be approved. They would then have to go to site plan. They'd have to get zoning permits. There'd be a whole bunch of other things that would follow.
Right.
And I think that part of the frustration of a lot of people is the dryness of the land use process in that you have to do all of these beginning steps before you can get to that other step.
Right.
So the developer has not really fleshed out, other than verbally in talking with the neighbors and those initial meetings, what he wanted to do. So we don't have anything on paper, so to speak.
Joe and I were talking about this just a while ago. And, you know, the thing is, it seems to me there are a number of towns, Avon's case in point, where they want to put in, they wanted to put in some nice condos and stuff like that, Blue Fox Run, a golf course, all that. That has been totally shot down for the same reasons. Traffic, you know, increased enrollment in the schools and all that. So I guess that is, you know, a concern really across the board in just about any town.
It is. This would be the first of its kind here in Bristol. So there are arguments on both sides. Some people think it's a great addition, especially in that location where we believe there would probably be interest. Others feel that it's just a continuing change in the fabric of the neighborhood in which they purposefully bought their house because of those characteristics. And it's a really hard balance. But, you know, as we struggle with grand list issues and development and taxation, you know, those projects often spark lots of conversation.
So you have the meeting next Monday, Mayor. Where do we go from there?
So from a land use process, there's a couple of things that could happen. There could be a decision. It could be continued to another meeting to gather more information, or have if there were things that were a traffic study or other things that were requested. If it were to be approved, it would then go, the developer would go back to the drawing table and actually have to come up with a specific site plan. If it were denied, it dies there. And then I believe there is a time period before a developer can come back with a different proposal for that same parcel, a time lapse of maybe 6 months to a year.
And in the story on Channel 3, there seems to be one of the things you're talking about is just overloading a school. What is the Green Hills School?
Green Hills.
Yeah, and one woman who was testifying or was interviewed said, you know, I've got a kid, got special needs, you add more kids, and that makes it even harder to get the help that she or he needs.
I don't know that I really subscribe to that philosophy. We've been through a series of redistrictings here in Bristol, and my children, because I live in the center of town, we've talked about that, Federal Hill, we were redistricted several times because being in the middle of the community, it's easy to flip us. When you're redistricted, the kids who are in the existing school district are not the ones displaced. It's anyone new that were to come in. If a classroom was at capacity, the new children matriculating into that school district or moved into that neighborhood are the ones that are moved to a school nearby that has capacity.
Okay.
So existing neighborhoods are not disrupted.
All right. We will see what happens next Monday
night.
Good
luck, Mayor.
Mayor Ellen Zappo-Sasso, as always, thank you for your time. Good catching up with you. Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see what happens. Sounds interesting.
I don't know what you do. I mean, like I said, there are a lot of towns that are dealing with this.
Right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.